Hello?
Hey, we got disconnected.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was like, oh, shit. Just getting good.
No problem. So if you were to go on to Google and you typed in, like, chimney services for your area, you'll notice there's a few companies there next to the map that are the top recommended options for the area, right? When a position opens up on the first page of Google, Google will create a list of companies that they feel could be qualified companies, and they'll send that list to the Google partners. Our job is to go down that list and find the next business that's going to solicit the first page placement. So that's how you got this call. Once we fill that spot, we close out the category. So we won't be working with any other companies that provide chimney services in this area. Does that make sense?
It does. It does indeed.
So you'll see, like, Choice Farmington Chimney Cleaners. That's a big one. Chim Chimney Suite, Chim Care. Those are the guys that you'll see on the first page for this area right now. But we have one spot open, so if we start working with you, you'll end up seeing full spectrum chimney services on that first page as a top recommended option. And the reason you want to be there is, according to Google's data, and this is going back 17 years that they've been doing this, 90% of searches start and stop on the first page of Google. So we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they actually start calling people for help or make a buying decision. Does that make sense?
It does.
Sure, you could definitely see the value of being up there, right?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. So you folks are out of Fountain Valley?
Yep, Fountain Valley, California. Mm-hmm. If you look up Google Building 1, that's actually where we get our credentials. Google Building 1, and then if you do it like 2 Local Splash, for example, we're 5-10 minutes up the road geographically. So I go down there 3-4 times a week. I have to physically turn in the accounts that we sell throughout the week in order to get the business owners verified and engaging and soliciting those spaces.
Seems like a pretty heavy gig you got there.
It's good. It's been good to me. The last 12 years have been a pleasant ride, and I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon. They just rolled out Google Guarantee, and now they're turning it into Google Verified. So now you can actually buy leads directly off of Google instead of having to go through like a third-party reseller, like Home Advisor or Angie's, or I don't know if you've tried like the Thumbtack or Yelp leads, but a lot of times.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm on Angie's. I'm on Home Advisor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those are – well, if you're doing that, then you're already buying leads that came from Google. But the difference is, you know, they'll sell the lead to a couple other people to make their profit. That's kind of their gig. They'll go, hey, I could get it for $20 off Google, sell it for $40 to 4 people. Now I got $160 from my $20, you know, and then obviously only one business owner gets the job. So it's not that ethical. Google is directly to the source where they'll, you know, your business, your reviews, your number, customers can call you directly, or we'll pre-screen them and hand them off to you with the customer live if you prefer to go that method. So it really avoids you paying for leads that aren't actually leads or opportunities for the company.
Finding that out.
Yeah, but that's a different program entirely. I mean, you would have to establish yourself locally before we could ever grow you into the pay-per-lead program. A lot of times business owners do the local listings like we're offering you here, and they don't really advance from there. They just find that it's more than enough depending on the size of their business. So then they oftentimes just stick with the local listing that's able to generate a consistent flow for them without having like lead fees or any additional charges throughout the month. It's just a flat rate.
Well, I could certainly see that. I'm kind of a small company, so that might be where I'm at currently.
Yeah, you're in a pretty good area for what you do, ironically. I don't know if it's just everybody's got a chimney or what, but the amount of competition that you have and the fact that all of these guys are staying pretty consistent with the amount of business that they're getting off the first page is a telltale sign that there's a consistent workflow for this service area for chimney services.
So, I mean, you know, I'm anxiously waiting on the edge of my seat. You know, you know how to build up a plot line. How much would this cost to?
Sure.
And it's monthly, right? It's
paid per month,
or month to month.
Unless we've been with you for a while and then we already have like a relationship and we know, hey, you know, this guy's fine. But we're also kind of trying out the business owner, you know, because our service is unique in that we have to work with you in order to make it work. Like the business owner has to be responsive in order for us to see the kind of results that we want to see and that Google wants to see. And obviously.
Oh, I'm very responsive.
Okay, good.
if you have a way in which to tell on HomeAdvisor and Angie's List, I get the notification on Sunday. So for instance, yesterday, Sunday, I got a text message that I got a new lead. Within 10 minutes, I'm messaging the person. I didn't reach out to them via calling them because it was Sunday, but I did reach out to them and then allowed them to, the opportunity to give me a call saying, hey, you know, I'd love to talk to you about your chimney. Feel free to reach out to me directly.
No, that's beautiful. In this service, you'll get a little bit more of people just calling you instead of kind of like text them, follow up with them when you have time. But we also have a way of tracking it. We have our own app in the App Store. It's under our business name, Local Splash. And that'll help you keep track of all your leads and where they came from and the calls. It's kind of like your own CRM system to help you keep track of your customers, but also be able to monitor your ROI with our services. So we would definitely will be able to provide statistics. That's hooked up to Google Analytics too. So, you know, we see that the business owners that are responsive usually have the best results. Responsive not only to the customer, but to us if there is a update or a modification that needs to be done.
Fantastic.
But I did send you the pricing page. We are a full service digital marketing agency. So oftentimes with SEO and then the Google Places placements, you do have to have yourself submitted on multiple other directories that are seen as trusted citations by Google. Instead of telling you, hey, you don't have these things and turning you down, we actually would go in there and fill the holes. And this solves two problems. Obviously, one, making sure that you have everything, but two, it'll stop you from having a bunch of needless bills, having to pay for multiple other directories just to support being on the first page of Google. We'll do those submissions for you.
Well, that's helpful because, you know, as a business owner, there's only so many hours in the day.
I think that's why we've been in business for 21 years, you know. Partnered with Google for 17, but 21 years in business, and a lot of that is most business owners, either they don't have the knowledge or they don't have the time. Even if they have the knowledge, it's going to take an excessive amount of time, and then Google, you know, themselves, if they're not getting a piece of pie, oftentimes they kind of tend to turn things down. So if you go into this pricing page, you'll get a basic introduction to our business. It'll say, take control of your online presence. I texted that to you, by the way. I don't know if you heard that come through.
You did. Yep. I'm actually on that app right now.
Oh, you are responsive. Okay. Awesome. That lets me know you're tech savvy too. So as you scroll down through, it's just basic introduction. Like we get you found online, generate more leads. We monitor the reviews, track your success. Kind of already touched on these things, so I'll kind of scroll down through it. Just goes through us 20 plus years of experience. We'll actually be 21 years in business in December. 10,000 plus active clients. 4.9 satisfaction rating is through all platforms, not just Google. I know you Googled us. You probably see we have like a 4.4 on there. 4.9 is with all of the reviews collectively through all platforms, not just Google. If you go beneath that, it'll go through our process. So you get the free consultation. You select your plan. If you do decide to move forward after you select your plan, we'll go ahead and set up an interview to customize the service to your business and onboard your business. Also get you Google verified. And then we'll do the fulfillment. And we'll have a follow-up call once the fulfillment is completed. Just kind of touch base with you. Continue to do the optimization, and then you'll have ongoing follow-up calls with fulfillment every month. So they'll just sit there and want to make sure that, you know, you're happy with the service or if there's any changes that you'd like to be made with the types of clients you're targeting or the areas that you're targeting, things like that. If you scroll beneath it, you'll see our Google Ads partner. Local Splash is a premier Google partner, so that's the highest accreditation that you could achieve in the Google Partner Network. And then if you scroll down a little further, you'll start to see some pretty big numbers there. Now, these first set of packages,
yep.
These are don't panic, Sean. This first set of packages are with Google Ads on top of a local listing. So these are guys, I don't know if you've ever seen on Google where they're on there twice on the first page. Like they'll be at the very top in the sponsored section, and they'll scroll down a little bit, and you'll see them next to the map too.
Hmm.
Right? So they're doing
ads. I've seen those.
Yeah, or the guy's like 50 miles away, you're 50 miles away, and he's still showing up in the sponsored section at the top, you know? It's like, how did you do this in another state? That's what those are, those premier packages, where they're running like Google Ads and Bing as well. If you scroll down a little bit further, you'll see the Platinum SEO packages, and these are just local bundles with Facebook ads.
Oh, so that has a Facebook ad as well.
Yes. So the Platinum package on this one, our most popular package, it's the very last one down, does include Facebook ads. So you get a Facebook business page, and we run ads through that. And that's a beautiful package because it's basically like a one-stop shop for you. It covers all your bases online. Like even if you didn't have a website, we would have built your website for you. And then we use all these platforms to generate leads, and it's all within that one centralized hub and tracking system. So you'll be able to have multiple irons in the fire, so to speak, and then all the leads will go into your centralized app, and it'll tell you where the lead came from, but we're just basically using the whole internet to try to harvest leads in your area for you.
Well, this sounds fantastic. I will say that I do have to do a little bit. I know that it seems like it's time sensitive, and unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to pull the trigger right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly do want to be a part of this service. I understand that that probably means that coveted spot might not be there. But even if that spot wasn't there, would your services still be able? I would still be on one or two pages, or how would that work?
Well, everything is based off of with us because we're partnered with Google. I'm not saying you can't go build your own website, get your own Google business profile and everything like that.
No, that's not what I mean at all.
Ours is based on the rankings, though, on the first page. Like, that's the main thing. We don't even call out unless we have that. And then sometimes there's people on that list for the rankings that qualify or maybe already started working on some of those things. And then we go in there and fill the holes for what they're missing on a lot of these packages. So can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
Is your hesitancy based on just like looking at these prices?
It's not just based on looking at the prices, but I kind of have a personal policy of like, I need to do a little research on something before I'm willing to pay just from my experience,
mm-hmm.
willing to just drop something right now. Even if that means like an hour or two of research or something.
No, that's understandable. When you're doing your research, what is it that you're looking to find?
I'm looking to find experiences with this company, reviews on it, how people, when they interact with it, you know, how are they getting the leads that they wanted? Is it everything that it sounds like it is?
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly seems legitimately, even though, you know, you folks called me and, it was an Attleboro number.
Tara and that voice over internet system. She doesn't dial manually through the phone on the call list. She pumps it into a dialer on her PC, and it just kind of auto-generates a local number there. But you'll notice the number I'm texting you on, that 877-635-6225 number.
Uh-huh.
That is our business line. When you look up Local Splash, that's posted there. I just sent that to you, too, like if you click on it. Just a local splash search with all of our reviews and everything. So fully legitimate company, 21 years in business. There's tons of reviews there to sift through, not just on Google, but as you scroll down, you'll find like Glassdoor and BirdEye.
Yeah, when I was on the computer, that's what I was seeing. I was seeing BirdEye, Glassdoor.
Oh yeah. Extensive track record. And as I mentioned before, the main thing that you should be looking for with any marketing agency, if you actually want to rank on Google, is that they're a Google partner. Without that, you won't be able to achieve first page placement. You could still get like the Google business page. You could still get like a Google voice number. You can get G Suite, free emails. There's tons of free services that Google provides that can still help your business. Even buying domain names for your website. It's pretty affordable. I don't know if you've looked at those or where you got your website from. But at the end of the day, all of those things are not, I won't say they're not effective. They're not nearly as effective, though, as once you have the first page placement. That's really the moneymaker in all of it, is the placement.
Well, I see the value in that. I definitely see the value in that.
Well, what I was going to ask you when I was referencing the pricing is because a big reason why Tara didn't just handle the conversation herself, she's been around about as long as I have, so I know she could have carried on the conversation, but she just doesn't have the ability to reduce the pricing structures. And so she asked me to apply a new in-business credit, and that actually affects the pricing structures pretty significantly. And it's so significantly in fact that the Platinum Package Bundle, I would have been able to reduce that to the essential package cost.
Oh, wow. So yeah. How much would that be for today? 300? Well,
yeah, it'd be 299. 600? Well, no. It would just be 299 would be the monthly cost. We're already waiving the setup fee since it's something that we're actively looking to fill today. But then you'd get the Platinum package just for the essential cost of 299. And then moving forward, we would also grandfather in that pricing structure for your business, Sean. So you'll keep that rate indefinitely or like as long as you're with us.
Well, that's pretty significant right there.
Definitely. We just want a chance to earn your business, especially if you tell me that you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's. I have no doubt that you'll love being on the first page of Google. That's how they get a lot of their leads in the first place. So it's essentially cutting out the middleman, which also cuts out a lot of unnecessary spending, but also puts you in a position where you're going to get a lot more exposure, not just through Google, but Bing, Facebook, and the other platforms that we'll be submitting you to and hosting for your business.
And so that would – this price would this Platinum – tier would be going forward into perpetuity. That would be for the 300 a month.
Correct. Yeah, it's an indefinite discounted pricing structure. So you'll stay with a Platinum package at 299 for as long as you're with our service or with our company.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we send that in writing too. By the way, like everybody that signs up. It's not necessarily like a contract where you're locked in for a certain amount of time, but it does document everything. So you do have like a written service agreement or terms and conditions, as we like to call it.
And so let me know a little bit more about the structure of it. So is there any sort of like a fixed, I have to be locked in for a year or 2 years or something like that?
No. So we used to require at least a 2 month. They tell us to try to always get like a 2 month contract or 2 month commitment out of the business owner. But that's just because in the first couple of weeks, we're really just building a lot of things for most businesses. Like we don't always find guys like yourself where they already have a website or things like that. So we do want to kind of allow a buffer period for us to be able to build everything, get it verified, get it up and running, and then have them evaluate it from the finished product of actually being able to get the leads. So you won't be required to sign up for 2 months, but we do recommend that you try it for at least 2 months. Month two is typically going to be more profitable than month one, because once we build all those things, we won't have to build them again. So you're just up there kind of collecting the leads and the calls throughout the month, and that's what we want you to judge it off of moving forward.
Right. just like anything else, it has to, you know, there's a structure to it that has to be
built. Yeah, the foundation.
Built up. So tell me a little bit more about the services in the Platinum package. You know, I see the Google placement, Bing Local, CEO content creation. What is that consist of?
SEO content is just search engine optimized content. So when we're doing search engine optimization in general, but you want search engine optimized content. So you want the content that's on all of your listings to match up with the services that we're advertising you for, or the keywords that you're being listed for on the first page of Google or other platforms. So like if you tell us one day, hey, I'm doing chimney cleaning, but I want to make sure people don't call me for masonry, like brick and tuck pointing, just as an example I'm trying to muster here, relevant to you. But
no, you speak in my language. You speak in
the language. I'm trying to. but if you did that, we would be able to go in there and make sure all the content matches up in real time. So rather than you spending like one night going, hey, I need to go on to every single one of these sites and change it so that I'm not getting these masonry phone calls, you'll be able to let us know, and we can go in there and do all the SEO content creation and make sure that it all matches up within a 24-hour period.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So also there's client support, Facebook advertising. So how does that work? So do I have to create new things?
No.
How does it work?
Yeah, we have specialists in the meta department, so it's Facebook goes by now. I still call it Facebook. It'll always be Facebook to me. but they call themselves meta technicians down there. And what they do is they'll actually create the advertisement for you, and then they'll send you a text message. You have to sign off like yay or nay on the advertisement before it actually goes live. And so Facebook is awesome in the sense that they have not just search advertising for people who are searching for chimney services, and you'll show up there, but they do a remarketing ad. So if they've searched for your services in the past 24, 48 hours, you'll actually pop up to them. I don't know if you've seen those pop-ups when you're going through Facebook on a PC. Yeah, so you'll have those for full spectrum. That'll be popping, and that actually helps a lot. I've seen, I would say, about 10 to 15% of the customer base that comes from the Platinum package users is actually Facebook.
It's a huge resource.
Yeah, it's pretty significant.
All right, account dashboards, lead generations, Alexa. Okay, so I'll have access to all this through the local Splash app, or how does
that work? Is correct. Yeah, our app is free to download. So if you go to App Store, you just type in Local Splash. It's a navy and orange L and a S, and you download it. You'll have your own username and password that'll be issued to you immediately after sign up. It just comes through digitally. It's auto-generated, and you'll be able to log in there, and it'll be like a centralized hub for you to just kind of keep track of everything online. And that helps provide you with transparency, so that way you know exactly what we're doing and what we're bringing to the table for full spectrum each month.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Can you give me 10 minutes? I have to make a very important call.
Yeah. Can I ask you something in a counter statement?
Sure.
Counter question?
Sure.
Is it possible that you can put me on a hold and place the call? That way they don't try to send me another call in the meantime?
I can.
Because if I hang up with you, they'll just keep sending them through. Like they're going through like the pre-screening campaign. So they'll just they kind of have a queue of, then they just like wait in the queue until I get off.
All right. So this is guaranteed to be on the first page of the organic search
Yes, but I have to be very careful with using that word because they do have a product called Google Guarantee, and Google is very, like, they record our conversations. So I'm not supposed to guarantee. They also don't want me guaranteeing you customers from being on the first page, even if guys are getting it every day. So I can't say guarantee in that sense. Yes, you will be on the first page of the Google search results and Facebook and Bing and the other directories that are included in the Platinum package service.
Well, you know, that's, it's unfortunate that you can't say that.
Because we're not told
that that's what you're providing. You're saying that that's what I'll get, but you can't guarantee me.
I understand. You got to understand I was very thorough in making sure that I said that to you as well, rather than avoid it and just sign you up, right? Because at the end of the day, the only person, anybody that is doing advertising and they guarantee you like results or success, they're lying to you to get you to buy their product. And we're not allowed to do that. So you know, we can't guarantee you customers. For example, the customer still has to go on to Google, be looking for your services, and then contact you in order for that to come to fruition. So at the end of the day, the only person that can guarantee you the job is actually the homeowner with the chimney, or business owner with the chimney.
We're talking about the search engine though. So, you know, that first page that pops up, you know, theoretically I should be on that.
You will definitively. I just can't use that word guarantee in the context when talking about this product. I can only use the word guarantee when talking about Google Guarantee, which is a different product on the first page of Google. Does that make sense?
Can you assure me?
Yes. No, I assure you, you will be there, and obviously send that to you in writing. Yeah, it's just that we do have a product called Google Guarantee.
Kind of a silly thing,
so. I know, it is so silly, right? I know. I've had people go, what? You know what? And then just even hang up on me. You know what I mean? I'm like, no, you know, I'd rather that be the case than for you to feel like I lied to you, because then it just defeats the whole purpose of all that work that we do over the first month. You know what I mean? If you go, oh, you know, you guaranteed me this, that, and the other, and I'm going, well, we don't guarantee work, you know, and then you cancel. It's like, man, you know, especially on a discounted account like this, we went and build a Facebook page, build a website, do all these crazy things for the business, and then it's gone, you know? So,
oh, wait a minute, you'll build a Facebook page for me?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yes. How do you think we're going to run the ads? There has to be a page there that the ads are based off of. If you click on the advertisement, it usually takes you to their page, and then you have the option to call them if you're on a mobile device. If you're on a PC, you got to still punch it into your phone.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's because I'm 40-something years old, so it's, you know, I'm not as tech savvy as people that are half my age, but
you're fine.
I built a Facebook page, but I think it's a personal page. And I'd rather not have that, and I'd rather use something that's, let me ask you this. So you don't turn that page over to me, correct?
Yes,
Everything
would get turned over to you in theory if you were to cancel. I don't think you will, but that's the benefit of our services, is that we don't go back and like delete your Google profile, delete your Facebook page. You know, we release them to the business owner. That's the only person that'll have any use for them at that point.
All right. So brass tacks, you're telling me $300 to get all that stuff in perpetuity.
Yep. To get you started, that's all it's going to cost. That'll cover the entire first month of service, and there'll be no extra charges. So no other lead fees, click fees, call fees. That'll be popping up on you between now and October 15th. And then if you want to continue, I've locked you in at that rate. So each month on the 15th, it'll just be $299. It won't go back up on you.
And I'll have documentation that says just that is the price going forward.
Oh, absolutely. I'd set that up, send that over to you right now. As I process the transaction, it automatically generates the service agreement while I have you on the phone.
Okay. And so soup to nuts, you're saying that it'd probably be about a month before it's, which is fine because that works on my time frame just fine.
Yeah. We want you to give it at least 30 days before you like evaluate it from a return on investment perspective. 60 days would be even better.
But I should, you know, the primary thing is when people search chimney services, that first page,
yes.
We're not using the word guarantee, but I'd be on there.
Correct. That's where the money is going to come from, and the ROI is going to come from, is you being up there and then ultimately getting the customers at the end of the day. So if you think about it,
without anything else, that would be super important. Just in that alone.
Oh yeah.
Stuff.
for our clients that are on a platinum package, like I think a total of 80% or it's close in the high 70s comes directly off the first page placement on Google. So yeah, that's huge for us and being able to retain you on a month to month agreement. You know, I know no business owner is going to come back if they're not seeing themselves up there and seeing themselves getting business from being up there.
And how long would that take before, like, if I just did a search on my own, we said, all right, let's do this. How long would that take to be up on that?
I'll go back to my original statement. It's really dependent on the responsiveness of the business owner, which I don't think is going to be a problem for you. Like tomorrow we would have your client interview, and the client interview, we got to know what you want to be listed for. You get 15 keywords, get up to a 30-mile radius. If there's areas you don't want to go to, we want to know about that, how you want your Facebook page to look. So we do want to interview you and be able to customize the service. And so, you know, as long as you're adamant about getting back to us, you can see yourself up there really quickly. I've also had people where, you know, Google sends them a pin in the mail. They get the pin in the mail. They throw it on the counter in a pile of letters. And it's like, hey, we need the 5-digit number on the back of that to verify that you're a real business and even show your company to people on Google. You know, so there is a level of accountability on the business owner side when giving a timeline. But if you're on top of it, then yeah, you'll be able to see results within the first month. Month two is going to be better because you won't have to go through the setup process again.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. You're going to love it. I'm telling you, Sean. If you could do anything with HomeAdvisor, I stand by that statement. You give it the 60-day period, you'll never use anything else. So I'm going to create.
Let me ask you this. Can I change payment methods with you?
Yeah.
Afterwards,
absolutely.
I locked in on one payment method.
No, okay. You can call in and swap it. We have guys, their cards expire. You know, you understand. I've been doing it for 12 years. I still have the first client ever signed up. He's a roofing contractor in Fort Worth, Texas. So I had to do that 3 times. His card expires.
Well, because that's the exact thing. My card that I'm going to use is expiring, so I'm going to have to.
No problem. Yeah, no problem. And we also have Tina as well. She's specifically designated to do payment recovery. So her whole job is she goes in the morning, and any payment where it's like the payment failed or, you know, the card's outdated, she goes and follows up with the business owners rather than just say, hey, the spot's open, and give it to another competing company in the area. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so they would be on top of that as well. But you could always call me directly as well, too. I could send you my direct phone number. It's the same as 877 line. You just got to hit extension 544 when you get the automated operator, and it'll call me directly.
All right.
So let me create your account here. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for your business. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. So it's 774-410-7673.
Yes.
Okay. And do you spell your first name S-E-A-N?
No, S-H-A-W-N.
Okay. That's why I ask. And then what is your last name, Sean?
Summy. S-U-M as in more, M as in March, E-Y. S-U-M-M-E-Y.
Okay. And then what is your business email address? I'm going to send you an invoice receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing. I'll also text this over to you, but... what's the email?
Sure. My first name at fullspectrumchimney.com.
Fullspectrumchimney.com. Okay. Update. Okay, that is saved. And then Google's going to send you a letter in the mail. It's called a verification letter. Sometimes they let us know that we could do this over the phone with the business owner, so you might actually get a notification, and they'll do a call or have a form for you to fill out to send in your paperwork if it's required. What's the street address, though, that I could send your Google verification letter?
Does it have to be the business address, or can I have you send it to my house?
It could be to your home, but I would recommend that I hide the address for you, so that way it's not showing for people to get, like, turn-by-turn directions to your home. There's no reason for them to go there.
Oh, no. So, yeah, no. Oh, you're talking about the business address that will show up on the search.
Yeah,
right?
If you have a brick-and-mortar, then definitely list that.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely list that.
Okay. What is the business address?
So it's 945 Concord Street.
Got it. Birmingham.
And number 12.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So it's 945 Concord Street, number 1212.
Okay, 1212. Let me go and update. And then just to confirm, the zip code is 01701, right?
Yes.
Okay. They did have that already, but your address was hidden. They just had your location on the qualified candidates list for Farmingham. 01701. Okay. Save. All right. And then fullspectrumchimney.com, you own this domain and site, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're okay with me attaching this site to your online listings? So Google, Facebook, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. It'll be hyperlinked to all of these.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, that's what we want. We want to get eyes on this thing, especially if you spend money, get it all built up. That's how it's going to get the foot traffic, is by having it attached to all these advertisements. Save. All right. Boom. And then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
8 to 5. Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. And Sunday closed?
I guess everyone needs a break.
By appointment only is an option as well, and they can contact you, but you're not actually expected to work on those days.
Sure, yeah, by appointment only is fine.
Okay. I understand, I'll
field calls.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sabbath, but you know.
Meet your phone at church. Call when you get out of there. Give him a little bit of the week. And then how would you, or do you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
All of the above I can accept.
Okay, perfect. And then additional fees may apply for the card. I'll let you hash that out with them. Okay, save. All right, Sean, the business profile is created. Before I secure any kind of payment with you or process a transaction, I'm going to want two things. So, one, I need to know when's the best time for us to contact you tomorrow to do a client interview. Client interviews usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window just in case the call goes over or you have extra questions.
Yes. What does later on in the day look like? Can you do later on in the day? Because I kind of have this time tomorrow would be fantastic.
Okay. All right. I'll lock in. I'll schedule it between 6 and 7 Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the Sean@FullSpectrumChimney.com, and then we'll also set up a automated text message reminder 1 hour prior to that appointment. If anything pops up or changes where you can't make it or it doesn't work for your schedule, just send me a text message, let me know, and then I can contact you and we could reschedule it for a better time. Or you could just text me and say, hey, change it to this, and I'll get it.
6 to 7 is perfect. I have something going on at 7, and I have the whole day before that is quite packed. So
sure.
That 1 hour.
Your website helps us a lot. Like, a lot of the information's already on there, I feel like. So it should be a pretty quick call, but again, you know, we just want to make sure that we're matching you up with the right prospects.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay. All right. And then the second thing, what was the second thing here? Well, let me do this first. Let me lock in this client interview. Don't miss anything. Okay. So there will be a voice verification. I'll gather the payment method from you first, and then I'll walk you through the voice verification. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay. Now, is this card say Full Spectrum Chimney Services on it, or does it just say Sean Summey?
It says Sean Summey.
Sean Summey. Okay. Is there any middle initial in your name?
Yes. Middle initial is S. I mean, sorry, it is not S, it is A. So A. Sean A. Summey.
Oh, don't tell me you're forgetting your middle name now. You're like, what is it? I haven't said it in a while. Okay. And then for this card, is the billing address the same as the business street address?
It is not.
Okay. What's the billing address for the card?
So it's 59 Loring Street, apartment 3.
Loring. Okay. L-A-U-R-I-N-G?
L-O-R-I-N-G.
Okay. I don't know why I was thinking like Laura. Loring Street. And that's also in Farmingham?
No, that's in Hyde Park.
Oh, okay.
It's Boston. It's actually Boston.
Okay. City of Champions, huh?
Well, not as
okay. Hyde Park. I'm just going to confirm through Google Maps so that way it doesn't decline it. There we go. Yeah, it comes up on Google as Boston, 02136.
Yep.
Yeah, but on Zillow, it's saying Hyde Park, so that's interesting. Okay, got to give it Google since it's Google's merchant processing. Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Sounds good. 5424.
5424.
1814.
1814.
5362.
5362.
7213.
7213. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
1227.
12/27. And then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
494.
494. Okay. And then before I can authorize any transaction, I do have to walk you through a voice verification. And actually, before I do the voice verification, I do want to put in place a security question for you, Sean. The security question is in case you ever have any concerns about who's calling you. And so if you get a call and they're asking, hey, you know, we need access to your Google business profile. Who are you? You know, oh, we're calling Local Splash. What's the security question, right? So you have 3 options for this. You can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll do my first pet's name.
Okay. All right. And what was your first pet's name, Sean?
Champagne.
Champagne. I like it. I could just picture like
a
tan dog.
It was a cat that hated my guts.
Oh, okay. Well, I hate cat's guts, so we're even. I don't hate them. They're adorable. I just don't like how they don't listen. You know, I know the dogs.
No, that's exactly what it is. It's just they kill you. As soon as your body was stopped moving, they'd eat you.
My son's aunt or my younger sister is like a profound cat lady already, and she's still in her like early 30s. She's got like 6 of them, and every time I go over there, I'm like, get them away from me.
Start breaking out.
Yeah, why is this thing vibrating? Get it away from me. She likes you. I don't like her. Get her away. Oh, man. Okay. So I got champagne in there. So they'll ask you that as well. You know, if they're ever unsure, if they call in, you don't sound like yourself, just got over a cold, whatever, they might be like, hey, can you just verify before I make any changes? So definitely keep that in mind. Keep champagne in your heart.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification now. This will be a recorded, about a 60-second recording here. I'll just kind of walk you through it. If I say anything that you don't agree with, or if you don't understand, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you if we need.
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Full Spectrum Chimney Services, LLC.
Okay. And this one's off the recording, but do you speak any other languages?
No.
Okay. That's
barely
fine.
Speaking.
I hear you. That's common in Boston, let me tell you. and then it says, can you please state your name and title with the company?
Sean Summy, owner-operator.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Sean, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. As I mentioned earlier, being proactive is a big determining factor for success with these campaigns. In hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why all of a sudden I got a wave of energy right now. You got me energized.
You seem like you got a second wind.
I did. I was kind of like, going through it. It's been a really long day. Mondays always are because I just got to kind of catch up on the stuff that came through over the weekend. I try to shut my phone off or my wife bash me over the head. Yeah. I love my boys. They're crazier animals than anything I've experienced. You know, I had tons of them growing up, tons of animals, but my boys are wilder than anything I've ever owned. I'll tell you that. yeah, definitely. No, I'm grateful for that. It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month, Sean. As I mentioned earlier, you're not binded to any kind of contract. Okay. So the first month's payment will be processed today. It says for the initial term and account setup, it's going to be charged today. It's September 15, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I have also waived the setup fees as a promotion that we were already running. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the 15th day, but you'll keep this discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. Again, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. I guess I said that early. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue, please let us know 3 days before the next bill is due. If you let us know the day before, and we're not going to automatically charge you or penalize you. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, or anything like that. We just want the merchant processing to not charge you, then have to reverse it, and then it looks bad. So, and it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right. And then I'm going to process the payment. It says here, upon your initial payment authorization, you will receive a welcome email loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. This information will also be texted to you, and it will also have the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. It says you will be assigned a dedicated account manager. I'll be an account manager, as well as there'll be a secondary account manager that you'll get introduced to tomorrow during that client interview. But if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, it says please contact your account manager, and it's got the phone number there that I already texted to you earlier. That's 877-635-6225, extension 544. And it says we're available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you hit extension 1, there's 24/7 customer service available to you. Thank you for signing up and welcome aboard. All right, let me get rid of this dang paper. That's the part I hate, is because I can't talk to people. I got to read that thing verbatim. All right. So you should have received some text messages.
I have. I've received an email, text messages.
Perfect. The most important one, obviously, if you've downloaded, well, I won't say that's the most important one. The most important one is the outline of the agreement in writing. You have to sign off on that. It's an e-signature. I know you say you're not super tech savvy, but it's super simple. If you're on a mobile device or PC, just kind of click on the link. It'll have everything outlined in black and white down to a T. So it'll have the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, that you keep that pricing structure, you can cancel at any time. Everything's in there. At the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it. There'll also be a username and password. I don't know if you downloaded the app yet, but this evening or tomorrow or whenever you download that app, you can use that username and password to log in there, and that'll give you the insights on your account with us.
Okay. So the next course of action is I have to take a look at that email that requires the e-signature, sign off
Correct.
On that, and record all of the app information and account, like my password and all that stuff.
Right. So your homework for the evening would just be sign your subscription terms. Download the app and then log into that app just so that it's there whenever you need it. If you want to check on the advertisements, you can just go in there. If you ever want to make a change, that app's going to be like your best friend. Super easy to use. and then be ready for the phone call tomorrow. You know, it's the simplest way to put it.
Okay.
And I got you locked in between 6 and 7 tomorrow.
6 and 7. What was your name again?
My name is Jazwan John Hill, but I always go by John because everybody goes, what the heck is a Jazwan?
Jazwan.
A Jazwan.
Because my phone came up maybe John, so
yeah.
Definitely Jazwan.
Well, I mean, you won't really see that unless it's like my business email. That one does have my government name on it, but most everything else, even the business email will say Jazwan John, so, but most stuff is just going to say John. I don't really go by that. I don't know why I'm even disclosing it with you. You probably won't even see it anywhere. Like, if somebody called me that, I would look at them sideways like, what are you, my mother?
All right, so John it is then, I guess.
Thank you, yeah. Thank you. I have a distaste for it myself. I tell my dad, what were you thinking? He's like, oh, well, I had an uncle and he had that name. I'm like, all right, whatever. Yeah.
So your number, John, your number was 877-635-6225.
Extension 544 to call me directly. Extension 1 to get our 24/7 customer service.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. I'm just setting up this here. What was your local?
The extension is 544 for me, and then it's 1 for a live operator.
So, well, I'm sorry, what was your extension again?
544.
544. Okay. All right. Okay.
I tried to simplify it as much as possible at the end, but I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to earn your business today. I love when somebody's not familiar with Google advertising, a lot of my calls are usually just quick, like bang, bang, bang. So it's nice to actually build some rapport with somebody and then also introduce you to what we're doing. And then moving forward, if you ever have questions, comments, or concerns, we also want to continue to kind of build your knowledge on it. We always say our educated clients here are our happiest clients because they know exactly what we're bringing to the table for their business each month. You know, it justifies the expense.
Well, John, you know, I appreciate your time. I wasn't expecting this, but you know what? When divine intervention comes your way,
amen.
Go with it or
die. Yeah, amen, 100%. And I think what you'll find in a short amount of time here is we're going to save you money, but also make you more. There's far more people using Google and than are using any other platform out there when it comes to searching for things. That's a fact, and we won't be nickel and diming you, charging you a lead fee for every single one. You won't have to worry about leads going to other guys. So this will effectively cut out a middleman on something that you're already partaking in. Not to bash them, but that'll kind of come to the light the longer you use the service. So.
Okay. All right. We shall see, John. We shall see.
You're going to love it. I'm telling you. It's the best thing for a business owner to do. If I were starting a business today, it would be the first thing that I would do.
Yeah. No, you're 100% correct. So it's something I was going to have to do when I was looking into.
Yeah,
so.
The listings we create for you, I mean, those are things you're going to keep for, you know, you fast forward a couple of years from now, you're going to say, hey, thanks, John. You know, look at all these reviews. Look what I built up. And if you decide to ride off into the sunset and sell the company, that reputation is what a lot of the money is going to come from and that book of business that this builds up.
All right. Love to hear it.
All right. Well, again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy your night. And then look out for our phone call tomorrow between 6 and 7 Eastern Standard.
You too, John. Have a good night. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.